Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Tomorrow evening, some people will be walking their dogs, and some will be checking their email, and some will be doing laundry, but an awful lot of people will be watching a football game. We long ago reached the point where the Super Bowl itself became unlikely to live up to the preliminary sound and fury, but that has not diminished the attraction. This time around, the New England Patriots will face the New York Giants in Indianapolis. When the same two teams met on the same stage 4 years ago, New York prevailed, upsetting a Patriots team that hadn't lost all season. On Tuesday, Giants guard Chris Snee was asked if the rematch between the two teams had ramped up the determination of players on both sides.
I don't think anyone's looking at it like that. I think it's Super Bowl 46, and if we're fortunate enough to win and bring a trophy back, then I'll be honored to say that I helped put that fourth trophy in the trophy case.
Among those cognizant of the enormity of the Super Bowl's significance is Madonna, who will be performing at halftime.
In the over 25 years of performing that I've done, I have never worked so hard or been so scrupulous or detail-oriented or freaked out as much as I have maintaining my sanity and trying to make the most amazing show for the Super Bowl.
Perhaps Madonna will relax when she learns that there's at least one person she won't have to worry about impressing on Sunday, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski.
I won't be hearing Madonna perform. I'll be in the locker room.
Las Vegas has made the Patriots a slight favorite. Lots of sports writers figure it otherwise. There's been much talk of the likelihood that Pats quarterback Tom Brady, proud owner of 3 championship rings, will rise to this most grand occasion once again and deliver a dozen or so touchdown passes. But New England head coach Bill Belichick cautioned Pats fans against overconfidence.
We have a lot of respect for the Giants.
Sorry, that's about as flamboyant as Bill Belichick gets, even regarding the Super Bowl. Joining me now from Indianapolis, the site of Super Bowl XLVI, is Greg Doyle, national columnist for CBS Sports. Greg, what's the general mood there in Indy?
Well, we're split in half. We're schizophrenic because we're trying to pay attention to this really magical game, the Patriots and Giants. Ought to be a lot of fun. At the same time, you got Peyton Manning. It's kind of awkward because he basically built this stadium. The Super Bowl is in town because Peyton Manning played for the Colts and played well, and this franchise took off. And so we're playing in the stadium that Peyton Manning built, even as he's fighting with his owner about whether or not he's about to get released. So our attention is pulled in different ways.
You have been to other Super Bowls, of course. How would you say the host city stacks up against, more glamorous places like Miami, New Orleans, San Diego, and even Arizona?
I could live anywhere I wanted to in this country, and I choose to live in Cincinnati. That'll let you know what I think of glamorous places like Miami and Los Angeles. You can have that. Look, this is the Midwest. This is a Midwest Super Bowl. It's calm. The weather's been wonderful. And as it turns out, because the city is compact, the stadium and all the hotels and the media center and the restaurants, they're all within a walking distance. So given the fact that we can walk out here, it's 50 and not 18, it's the best Super Bowl I've ever seen, especially because the freak quotient is lower.
This was the first year that fans were admitted to Media Day. On Tuesday, about 7,300 fans paid $25 apiece to watch reporters talk to players about a game that wouldn't happen for several days. Did they get a good show for their money?
Not really. I walked up there with those guys and talked to a couple of them under the impression of writing a story that basically said, "What's wrong with you?" And so I tried to see what they could see, and they couldn't see much. First of all, the first 5 rows of seats were cordoned off. You couldn't sit there. So you had to be up a ways. And the players were out almost at midfield in booths, and there's a long sideline area between the stands and the field anyway. So they were 50 yards away from anybody, so they really couldn't see facial expressions. But what they had going for them was they had this little radio system where they could listen to various booths. And every now and then you'd hear 7,000 people laughing and you realize, somebody somewhere said something funny. It certainly isn't where I am because the guy I'm talking to is saying nothing funny.
Let's move on to some good football talk. That's, after all, what we're here for, I guess. Anyway, these teams are meeting in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years. Is it fair to call this a rivalry?
No, I don't think so. You know, they don't dislike each other. Although, nobody likes Belichick and nobody really likes Tom Coughlin. And yet they don't seem to dislike each other. It's really kind of strange. It's like opposites attracting, I guess. Now, if they do this again, maybe, you know, I might give you that in a couple of years. If they play 3 Super Bowls in 10 years, that'll start to look like something. But right now, it's just 2 really good teams from the Northeast playing, and that's about that.
So you don't buy this idea that there's this Boston-New York thing that's been going on with all kinds of teams, at least since Babe Ruth was sold to the Yankees, and this is sort of the latest chapter in that rivalry.
In those two cities, I guess it is a rivalry. I was thinking more globally, like are people in L.A., people in Idaho, are they looking at this as, wow, this is a rivalry? Like we do look at the Yankees-Red Sox. We all know that's a rivalry. Giants-Patriots, that's a rivalry to the people up in the Northeast, but the rest of the country, it's just a really good game.
You're reading me all wrong, Greg. On Sunday, I'm going to be anticipating Barcelona against Seville on Wednesday.
Are you going to run with the Bulls beforehand?
That's wrong city. Right country, wrong city.
Hey, I'm from Mississippi. I got the right country. Give me a break.
All right. Greg, Indiana passed the so-called right-to-work bill on Wednesday. Is that likely to have any implications for the experience of attending the Super Bowl?
Well, it won't affect what happens on the field, no, but the vote went down. The Indiana Senate voted to make this a right-to-work state on Wednesday, and within hours, you had thousands of union types marching around the Super Bowl village, protesting, chanting, and they were even chanting things like, "Occupy the Super Bowl." So Sunday will be made a mess of on the outside of the stadium. It won't impact the game itself, but fans walking to the game, you know, they're here for the Super Bowl. They're really not here for politics. Whichever side of the fence you lean on, they're not here for that. But you add the Super Bowl, the rest of us in the media, we're going to notice whatever you're marching about. So they're going to get a lot of attention for their cause for sure.
Okay, Greg, now is the time for you to earn your pay. Who wins Super Bowl XLVI?
I've never been more sure of a pick in my life, okay? And I'll tell you why. And the reason might sound stupid, but if you really think about it, it's probably really stupid, but it's also really right. The whole world says the Giants are going to win this game. I realize the Patriots are favored in Vegas. That doesn't mean anything. That's just a way of getting people to bet. The world says the Giants will win this game. Every media person you talk to, you turn on ESPN, you turn on any network, they're all saying the Giants win this game. Which tells you the Patriots will win, because when we all think one thing, we're wrong. We're never right. So I'm going with the Patriots to win simply because everybody says the Giants win, and if everybody was right, we'd all be rich.
You want to tag a score onto that?
Not really. Nobody told me a score to pick against, so I can't really pick against one. But look, the Patriots will play Julian Edelman at cornerback as a nickel cornerback, which means the Giants are going to score 45 points. So I've got the Patriots scoring 46.
All right. Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBS Sports. He spoke to me from Indianapolis. Greg, thanks very much.
Bill, thank you for having me.